Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I've been sounding the alarm bell for years. I don't even know what else to tell people that listen to the program, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, about what's happening in this country as conservatives continue to play by the rules. Glad you guys are here. 844-551-8255. Talk to a group of people. I talk to people all the time, but I was talking to a group of people over the weekend, and I said to them, if you continue to play by the rules in a crooked game and you expect to win, you're a fool. It's like playing poker and everybody else knows the signals of what they've got except you. So they're flashing people with, I've got an ace, I've got this, get out of the hand, etc. And you think you're playing and you can bluff your way through it. You can't. Anyway, there's a story. More than 600 parents in Scottsdale, Arizona are demanding the resignation of the school board president when they found out a bit of shocking information. The president, or possibly his father, appeared to have kept a dossier on 47 parents who dared to speak out against his policies at school board meetings. A dossier complete with social security numbers, background checks, a divorce paper, mortgage documents, trade certifications, and screenshots of Facebook posts. This is somebody who is a public servant, who's supposed to understand that parents are going to take an interest in their children. And this is what always gets me about the education system. Scottsdale, Arizona, what should be a relatively conservative area of the country, and this guy says, if you're a plugged-in what they call a helicopter parent, you know, the type of parent that hovers over their child, makes sure they get their homework in, that they're being good in school, they're being good, solid citizens, the type of parent that most schools and administrators and teachers would want. If you're that type of a child, you are a potential threat. So he's going to look into your life, and he's going to make sure you're miserable. He's going to call you out. They did it to me when I went to a school board meeting. They had all the information about me. Because here's what they do. If you want to speak, you have to get on a list. And when you get on the list, they do exactly what they say. They get an investigator using your tax dollars to go find out about you. What's your dirty laundry in case I need to silence you? Because how dare you want to participate in your child's education? Pardon me, I mean indoctrination. Amy Carney said, a mother of six and candidate for the Scottsdale Unified School District Governing Board, said, I call this retaliation. She said, the list of parents targeted in the drive appears to be anyone who has spoken out about anything against our district publicly or online. So you can't, I mean, this is an attempt to dox people, to say to parents that have their kids in that school, we'll fix you. If you try to make trouble for us, we will shut you down. Look, I'm not going to tell you to be a warrior. I thought everybody was. I thought everybody would fight for what was right, even if it weren't involving your children. You fight with what was right. I involve myself in quite a few fights where I don't really have a dog in the fight except for freedom, per se. I'll tell you this. I'm going to help this lady, Amy Carney, get elected to the Scottsdale board. I don't have a kid in that district, but she will get my help. Because we need people that are going to go in and stop this nonsense. Look, as a parent going to a school board, that should be encouraged. Now, I will say this, parents. You should also go to the school board and encourage people doing the things that are good for you. We were talking about Kristen Sinema. Somebody brought it up. I think it's a guy named Jeff. And Jeff said, Kevin, Kristen Sinema is toeing the line for Arizona. I said, and I've said it before on the program, it's amazing to me that Kyrsten Sinema is more of a Republican in her actions than both Rhino's Jeff Flake and McCain. And this is a woman, we tried everything to do to get her out. My question to you would have been, what if McSally had beaten her? Would we still be in the situation we're in? I don't know. I don't know that McSally wouldn't have gone right down the McCain Flake. And I'm going to see her, McSally, this week. But I'm just telling you, I don't know. This is just, it's amazing stuff. So, I'm throwing all that out the window in terms of Republican, Democrat. Not saying that I still can't stand Democrats because they hung black folks. And they're still doing the same stuff. But Kyrsten Sinema is impressing me. Now, going back to this. Another story related to education. Internal documents released Thursday confirmed that the National School Board Association coordinated with the White House before formally sending a letter to the Biden administration requesting federal intervention to probe and potentially prosecute parents for threatening school board administrators. Now, if you threaten the school board administrator with, I'm going to burn down your house, I'm going to, kill your kids, I'm going to kill you, whatever, that's wrong. You don't need an investigation. I mean, I don't know when they'd say it. If you said it in front of a public forum, you'd be in trouble. But I think there are laws on the book for that. I don't think we need anything special. But see, that's not what they were doing. They were doing exactly what this guy did in Scottsdale. They take your name, they get your information, and they say, Kevin, you stood up in front of the school board, so I'm going to punish you. I'm going to make sure you are not able to do that anymore. And so they were coordinating with the Biden's White House to get the FBI to declare parents domestic terrorists. Now, that's old news, but here's the thing that isn't old. The fact that they coordinated, the fact that there was an orchestrated effort to say to parents who are plugged into their children's education, I'll go after you if you don't allow us to indoctrinate your children. Because that's essentially what they're saying. They were actively engaged with the federal departments, including the White House, the Department of Justice, the Department of Homeland Security, before sending that letter to that brain-dead moron Biden. And I say enough is enough, folks. So we'll see what happens. I'll keep you posted on Scottsdale. We also have another rabble-rouser in the CUSD. That's the Chandler Unified School District that we're going to get rid of as well. And I will keep you posted. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316.
That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Rittenhouse, juries, I guess, deliberating or whatever. They got rid of the gun charge. People are mad about it. Leftists are between a rock and a hard place there because they know the kid's not guilty. And luckily for him, he did not shoot a single black person. Yep, that little white supremacist, as they call him, shot three white people. Not very good for a white supremacist. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. This kid should not be on trial. The district attorney should have said, this kid acted in self-defense. We are not going to try him. But because the narrative is that we don't want guns, can't have people carrying those assault weapons in public, even if they're not going to use them. And oh, by the way, Antifa, the real people who should be on trial here, we support them. That's what the Democrats are telling you. We are not for law and order. We are not for the Second Amendment. And this kid had a legal weapon that he could carry legally. We're not for that. We're not for a kid who wants to go in to fight for law and order, put out fires. We're not for that. We are for anarchy and people who want to destroy other people's property. They should go free. 844-551-8255. I'm going to repeat. Kyle Rittenhouse should not be prosecuted for any reason. It is ridiculous. It is as ridiculous as Derek Chauvin being prosecuted for putting his knee on the neck of a big black dude because that guy tried to pass a phony bill and would not surrender. And this man is in prison. It is the equivalent of January 6th and the so-called riots that happened in D.C. and people are languishing in prison without due representation, being treated worse than war criminals against America. You think you live in a free country? Let me wake you up, folks. Not the case. I wish it were the case. It used to be the case, but it's not anymore. Kyle Rittenhouse should be a free man. They should be celebrating the idea that this young man took it upon himself to say, you know what? If these hoodlums, these criminals, these terrorists, Antifa, are going to get out there armed, and they obviously were armed, and they are going to go burn down private property, etc. And then people are like, Kevin, he should just mind his business. They have police for that. They don't have police for that in this country. Many of the police in this country just turn the other way. Why? Because of the leftist bureaucrats. Kyle Rittenhouse should not have been arrested, and he doggone shouldn't go to prison. But you know what? There are people hoping that this kid, who did nothing wrong, goes to prison, who defended himself, because he would have been deader than disco. And there is nobody. You can't look at that video and tell me they wouldn't kill that kid. They'd have killed him dead. And as I said on multiple shows, he is so fortunate. No black person was harmed in the making of this new scenario because he would be going to prison for the very same act because there'd be no escaping it. Do you want to live in America like that? Where one little twist of fate and it's over? You know who should be on trial? I'll give you some people who should be on trial. Dr. Fauci, the Mengele of our time, the fraud. This man has killed more people than possibly, well, no, I shouldn't say that, because the Wu flu hasn't been as deadly as what it was for Pol Pot and Stalin and all of them. But he's killed more people in America than any other single individual. He's worse than any Nazi propagandist doctor when he comes out and gives us misinformation and has people shooting themselves with a deadly vaccine. It's not a vaccine. I've already told you, there is no evidence of this being a vaccine, but there's plenty of evidence of it being something that can turn your lights on or off whenever the government decides. And everybody who took it, I pray for you. Dr. Fauci, he should be on trial. Hillary Clinton and all the people who worked in her racketeering organization, they should be on trial. These are people, under the guise of humanitarian efforts, have ripped off not only Americans, but people all around the world. They are a money laundering scheme for all the dictators and despots around the world, and they disguise it under, oh, we built a water plant in Haiti. How's Haiti doing? Anybody been there to check? You know who else should be on trial? Barack Obama and the entirety of his DOJ during his reign of terror. And thereafter, the overflow that stayed with Donald Trump when he surprisingly, against all odds, won in 2016. Every one of those clowns should be on trial. And I'm just going to go for it and tell you they should be convicted. We'll play a clip from Tucker Carlson in a minute where he talks about that. You want to know who else should be on trial? Democrats in Congress who have stolen from the American people in amounts larger than all of the wealth of the world up to this point over nonsense. They steal from you for race issues that you don't even have anything to deal with. We'll play a clip from a black supremacist who is threatening a school board. We'll play this later in the broadcast just to show you what I'm talking about. I'll touch on some of these throughout the broadcast today. Democrats who steal from you based on climate change, for they turn weather into a weapon. Don't be surprised when they colorize it. The weather surprisingly hits a lot of black people more than it hits other people. The weather is racist, and you white people need to be paying for this extra weather. Look at the sun. I mean, they'll make it. Remember they wanted to do the tan tax? Yeah, a tan tax. You get taxed if you went to get a suntan. Race pimps, all of them, folks. Oh, and by the way, they should be on trial. All the race pimps. All the members of the Congressional Black Circus, those clowns should be on trial. They have cost this country trillions of dollars, as I highlighted in my book, The Big Black Lie. I'm sorry, what I did there, but race pimping. Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, D. Ray McKesson, all of them, they should be on trial. They started this social justice movement where everybody feels aggrieved. Oh, man, black people, why don't they teach CRT? We need to learn about black history. How about you just learn history, Negro? You want to know who else should be on trial? These media pimps. Speaking of pimps, the network pimps. The Zuckers that run CNN. Even the people that run Fox. None of these people want to get the truth out about what we do. How this country really operates. They should be on trial. Not Kyle Rittenhouse. And finally, and I'm sure there are others, but these social media midgets like Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey of Twitter and others, they should be on trial for fake news and stirring up insurrection in this country. And I'll leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Forecasters warn a significant storm could threaten Thanksgiving travel for millions of Americans. A strong cold front is forming, and it's expected to hit the Midwest and Northeast early next week with freezing temperatures and strong winds. The storm could hang around until a day before Thanksgiving, the busiest travel day of the year. AAA saying about 54 million Americans are expected to travel this Thanksgiving holiday, a 13% jump from last year. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is defending President Biden's social spending bill.
If we want to fight inflation, if we want to create more jobs, and if we want to lower costs and make sure families have more money in their pockets, best thing we can do is pass Build Back Better.
The New York Democrats saying the $2 trillion bill will help struggling families. USA Radio News. Kenosha leaders are keeping the city open, saying there's no need to impose a curfew yet. The city's police chief and the county sheriff on Tuesday saying they recognize the anxiety that comes with the Kyle Rittenhouse trial and fear that a not guilty verdict could spark another round of violent protests, riots, and looting. Police and the Wisconsin National Guard are standing by to head into Kenosha if there's trouble after a verdict is reached. The Senate in session on this Wednesday, and Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says there are a lot of things that have gone wrong in the first year of the Biden administration.
President Biden canceled our own Keystone XL pipeline, but cleared the path for a new pipeline for Vladimir Putin.
McConnell ripping the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, calling it clumsy, and saying inflation is keeping ordinary Americans awake at night. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You hear the term hidden agenda when we speak of leftists. But the truth is, there is nothing hidden about their agenda. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Why do we call it hidden? Their agenda is in our face. Every single day. And their tactics to accomplish that agenda are equally as open. There's a saying, the secret of your success is determined by your daily agenda. When I talk to people about empowering themselves, I tell them, it's iterative, it's repetitive. You get up, I simplify when I would talk to business leaders, I would say, we call it the up plan. Get up, show up, follow up. That simple. That little bitty thing can help you figure out success in life. With my kids, I tell them, your attitude determines your altitude. Not my saying, but it's a fact. Get up, show up, follow up, have a good attitude. Be willing to do it. Be willing to do any job. And here's the real key. Take self out of it. Oh, so-and-so took a credit for this accomplishment. Don't worry. They can't do it repetitively. So when I was meeting with Glenn Beck's team years ago, and the guy said, yeah, we'll bring you on, Kevin, but you got to remember now, all the credit goes to Glenn and, you know, the team and all this other stuff. And I looked at him and said, you know, he was essentially saying, you can't have any credit, and you have to be willing to give things. Are you kidding? I've given credit for stuff. People have taken credit for stuff I've done my whole life. And what I said to the guys, you got to understand this, man. God has blessed me with an absolutely fertile mind. It's crazy how much amazing, and I'm truly giving glory to God because it is not about me, but how amazing He's made me think, be a thinker, a critical thinker. All, whatever led me to this point. And I'm not going to water it down because it makes people feel good or, Kevin, you seem to be bragging. I am. God blessed me with an amazing intellect and an amazing mind. And so when I was talking to this guy, I said, let me explain something to you. What I bring to you, I give freely. But you're going to make sure that I get my credit as well. Because I promise you, the minute I leave, there will be a deep void in whatever I've created. You won't replace it. And I feel that confident. I pitched an idea to Fox before they fired me, about a week before they fired me. And they tried it on Fox News Nation. Same idea, same name, everything. They didn't even have the guts to change the name to try to make it look like it wasn't their idea. And you know what happened? It was gone within 60 days because it didn't have my brain behind it. It was my idea. I knew what I wanted to do to make it successful, and it failed. They didn't pick the right host. They didn't know what the topics were. All they had was the concept. I tell people a lot. My wife will say, you know, you seem to give away a lot when you're talking, you know, when I'm doing my management consulting. And I go, they can't repeat it. Even if they try, they're going to fail. And when they come back, I'm going to get my pound of flesh. Oh, you know that thing I was going to do for you for $5,000? It's now $15,000. Because I watched you steal it and fail. So now I'm going to raise the rate. Anyway, the Democrats' daily agenda is simple, folks. It's hypocrisy. And the hypocrisy of the Democrats is they want you out of the equation, but they act as if they want you in. They act as if they care about all these different things. They don't care. You will not get a seat at the table with the Democrats. And if you don't know the saying, it says, if you don't get a seat at the table, then you're probably on the menu. I'm just giving you some food for thought here, people. Hidden agenda. In your face. It isn't hidden at all. I went through a litany of things that, you know, because we got Kyle Rittenhouse on trial, fighting for his life, literally twice. And all around us is the agenda. Dr. Fauci. Go back and look at everything this man said. Oh, we need to make sure that we get vaccinated up to this amount. Oh, 70%. No, it should be not 80%. No, it should be 90%. No, we need 100%. And then you know what he says? It was all propaganda. I was told what to say. I didn't want you to know the real truth. Go back and look at his own words and tell me that this is a hidden agenda. I called him the Mengele of our time. And there's nobody who's going to be considering him a war criminal. They're not going to be chasing these leftists who are giving people, mandating a death poke years from now. These people aren't going to be hiding like the Nazis. They hide in open sight. Everybody knows Barack Obama's DOJ. They targeted Donald Trump. They tried to destroy this man. They destroyed other people. They tried to destroy Carter Page, Papadopoulos, Manafort, Mike Flynn, and many others right in front of your face. What hidden agenda? You want a hidden border agenda? The Donald Trump and the border, blah, blah, blah. Look at what Biden is doing with the border. It's 20 times worse than anything Trump has done. The agenda is they want to bring people into this country illegally, let them have all the accoutrements of citizenship, and you get to do nothing. You get to watch them vote. You get to watch them take precious resources from you. Look, I'm all for helping people. Come to the country legally. I was with a group of people the other day, legal immigrants from all over the world, Venezuela, Paraguay, Ecuador. It's insanity. What do you mean hidden agenda? You think it's a hidden agenda of the race pimps when they call Kyle Rittenhouse a white supremacist when he shot white folks? He's a white supremacist. You think it's a hidden agenda with climate farce? Yeah, they're really hiding the idea that they want to steal your money over weather. You think it's a hidden agenda of Zuckerberg and these guys that want to destroy this country and have put millions and millions of dollars into campaigns openly, blatantly? They've silenced conservative voices openly and blatantly. And you want to tell me, Kevin, the left has a hidden agenda. Democrats in Congress have stolen your money. They essentially steal it. Look at any of the bills and tell me what's hidden.
Oh, they tuck this inside of the bill.
Yeah, let me tell you what we know. Let me tell you what you know that's so hidden. You know Congress is going to create a bill. And the bill could be for a road to go down the center of Main Street, Memphis, Tennessee. And I promise you, the bureaucrats get that bill. It's going to have all kinds of pork and stuff. And the next thing you know, we're building an airport in Saudi Arabia for some one dude to fly his private plane in there or something. It'll be full with pork. And here's the problem. We all know they're going to add it. So we talk about, the president should be given line item veto. We should only be able to pass a bill that's directly related to the item at hand. We've been talking about this for decades. Hidden agenda. The hidden agenda is they're going to fleece you every chance they get, and they're going to act like they're helping you. As they say, the old saying, they're going to pee on you and tell you it's raining. Hidden agenda. America is not a racist country, but what do? Oh, we're going to implement CRT in schools, and we're going to implement this or that. And they force it on you. And then they create people like this. Listen to this clown.
President, what is the time for today?
One minute. Thank you for asking.
Okay, I want to give my condolences. Can you hold the clock, sir, please? For those who got an issue with this critical race theory equity, it's something I fought for my children. How dare you come out from here and talk about the things that my daddy and my grandparents went through, the lynching, the oppression, Jim Crow, and my kids are still being afflicted by this. How dare you come out from here and challenge me on critical race theory? Look at the word racism. This is something deliberately done to people of African descent to shackle us down. This hate, fear, money, ain't won't work no more. It's over with. We are not our ancestors. I got over 1,000 soldiers ready to go.
We're not the
board.
Yeah,
1,000
go. Thank you.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Do you sense the vitriol this guy has? He's an idiot. He doesn't even know who to be mad at. He's mad. Well, my kids going through right now. His kids are going through nothing. He's gone through nothing. His father went through nothing, and his grandfather went through very little. Maybe his grandfather had more. But he's been trained to just be mad. This is what gets me. There's no hidden agenda here. They got exactly what they wanted out of this stupid dude. And he's lucky I wasn't at the school board meeting, because I would have challenged him right then and there. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. 1, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And 2, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
For much too long, working people in the middle class of this country have been dealt out of the promise of America. That sounds like hyperbole, but I really mean it. Some of you may remember when I ran, I was legitimately, I mean, it's appropriate to be criticized. I don't mean I'm not complaining about being criticized, but when I said I was running for three reasons. One, to restore the soul of America, bring back some decency and honor in the way in which we dealt with one another. The second reason was to rebuild the backbone of the country, the middle class. The wealthy are value added to the country, but they didn't build the country. Hard working middle class folks are the ones that built this country. They're the ones that built the middle class. They're the ones that built the backbone of the country. And what I decided to do was I said we have to begin to build the economy from the bottom up and the middle out. Well, folks, that hadn't been the case. I'm so tired about trickle-down economic theory that I'm trickled out. The idea that, and I asked a rhetorical question. When the middle class has done well, when are the wealthy when or any time has the wealthy not done extremely well as well? I mean, come on. We've got to give working folks a real chance. A chance.
Welcome, everybody. A chance. I'm glad you've had a chance to listen to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You're welcome for this chance. By the way, Biden never got to his third point. He says, when I was running, I had 3 points. I wanted to restore decency and honor, he said, to the United States. And number two, he wanted to rebuild the backbone of the country, the middle class. Yeah, build the economy from the bottom up and the middle out. That's what he said. He never got to point number three. Yeah, he pulled a Rick Perry on us. Shorted us on one of them. Anyway, I'm glad you're here. I'm not going to short you on anything. You're going to get the full dose. You're going to get all you paid for today. 844-551-8255. Yeah, see, Biden says the wealthy in this country are a value add. You're a value add. And he's got to figure out how to get that money out of you. But what's funny about it is he ain't getting the money out of the wealthy. Bezos is as rich as he was over the 10 months or whatever time frame Biden's been president. Bezos is as rich, if not more rich. Zuckerberg is more rich. Jack Dorsey more rich. Elon Musk more rich. Not that I blame Elon because he's on our side. But the rich are richer. They proved in the time of Obama that the supposed expansion of the middle class that they wanted to happen didn't occur. The rich got richer. The gap between rich and poor grew during the 8 years of Barack Obama's reign of black terror. But the Democrats, oh, we're the best for the economy, man. Whenever Democrats are in place, we're the best. And they can manipulate statistics and do all they want. I can tell you this. The economy is never better under leftism. Never. Repeat. I was playing with those NFL players and this black dude was like, man, this dude talked to me. I explained to him that the economy to a Republican. I flipped that dude, man, because he was like, oh, I can't believe that the economy was better under left, under Democrats. He's a liar. It's manipulated data. You want to tell me the economy was better under Jimmy Carter? The economy was better under Bill Clinton. You want to know why? Because they reined his sorry butt in. Newt Gingrich made sure he reined in Bill Clinton. And for the record, go back and look at Bill Clinton's policies. Go back and look at everything that Bill Clinton did. He was dang near a Republican. The dude was smart enough to run as a Democrat, get all those people supporting him, and then he implemented almost entirely conservative policies. I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to look back on the Bill Clinton presidency as one of the best. It's the truth. But his policies were not Democrat. They were not leftist. 3 strikes, all kinds of stuff. It's common sense that people get mad about. Now, Democrats now, Bill Clinton could not win now running on the same things that he did. He would be kicked out of office, probably wouldn't even have served more than one term. Anyway, Biden, I'm talking about this hidden agenda, right? Biden says he was going to bring decency and honor back. I ask you, is the Biden administration more decent and more honorable? Ask Kyle Rittenhouse's family. He called that kid a white supremacist. The president of the United States points to this kid out as makes him a white supremacist. You got decency and honor? I give you Hunter Biden. A guy who's being protected. As I said earlier in the broadcast, that chump should be in prison, Hunter Biden. Unbelievable. Build the economy back. How's he going to do that when he's mandating vaccines for people who go, what's that got to do with my job? And, oh, let's not forget, The whole vaccine, the whole Wu flu thing is a ruse to begin with. I'll ask you this, and I talked about it the other day. You think the 50,000 college kids that are filling campuses all over this country every single weekend, do you think that those kids are scared of the Wu flu anymore? Or do you think that they finally caught on and went, you know what? Screw this. F Joe Biden. Joe Biden says he's going to rebuild the backbone of the country, the middle class. He promised no tax increases for you, and you got tax increases. And you know how they sell it? Well, it's only a small amount. It's only like $100 per family. You said no tax increases, and you did it. And you know what they were saying prior to the Wu flu? We can't mandate you get a shot. How dare they even imply that? There's no mandate. And then what do? They mandate it. Oh, but it's hidden, right? It's a hidden agenda. We can't tell your kids what to do in school. We can't tell you, you know, how to raise your children, et cetera, et cetera. What do you think you're doing? They've indoctrinated your kids right in front of your face. Don't tell me it's a hidden agenda. I ask you this, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. What do you think is happening in education? Who runs it? Is it balanced? Do they let all types of ideas and ideologies get discussed so people can learn how to critically think? Or do you have one way of thinking, period? I think you know the answer. But you think it's hidden? Wow. The dumbing down of this country, the amount, look, I'm going to get after conservatives. I was talking to a group the other day. I said, political correctness. What does it imply if you have to think equal and opposite? Political incorrectness, right? So if something can be correct and something can be incorrect, do we really have to have political? Could you call it societal correctness, societal incorrectness? Because what are we talking about? You're politically incorrect if, for example, to the left, if you don't believe that the borders should be open. That's not a political, it's a societal issue. Do you believe that people should be able to migrate freely from one country to the next? Sovereign ground. And if you believe it for the United States, then you should believe it for North Korea, right? But you don't, at least the left doesn't. See, we on the conservative side, on the correct side of this issue, just to be clear, we say once you've determined your border, it's your border to have. When you buy a house, you know what they do? They have somebody that comes out, a title company that says, yep, this is your property line, and nobody else owns it. You are the person who owns it. They determine that. Well, isn't that worth something, or can people just encroach? I think you get what I'm saying. So you're correct on the issue that your property is yours and nobody should encroach. You're correct on the issue that your country is yours and no one should encroach. They should have to follow the rules and procedures to get in. That is the case in the majority of countries around the world. Now, they may point to somebody and say, well, Italy allows people to. I don't care what Italy does. I tell you, let me ask you this. Do you think the Italian prime minister will let you just go live in his palace? Of course not. So we're correct on the issue. Now, if you want to put politics in front of it, fine. But you know what the Democrats will do? You're correct on that issue, but you're a xenophobe. You don't like Mexicans. And so suddenly, you become politically incorrect when you have the correct idea, the correct stance on something. I don't know about you guys, but I'm not stupid enough to let somebody twist me into that pretzel. I'm going to pack my bags and go live in your house. The minute you tell me that, I'm going to say, where do you live? You live there? I tell you what, I got a crackhead cousin. He will be at your house at 3:00 in the afternoon. And if the key isn't there, he's going to kick the door in. And don't be surprised if he's got some crackhead friends with him. I'm going to make you live your lie. And that's what we need to make the left do anyway.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.